So I'll tell you up, but we're still afraid, maybe he's being so nice, because the Shema wants to hold on to the Chayfetz himself. But therefore we make him swear that he does not have it in his own Rishus. That's what Trifuna says. So this, the Gemara now goes to ask a question that it says, again, V'yimisa, if you hold from Rafuna, Kivun de Mishtar b'malva, Shein b'rishusai, since the malva in this case was like the Shema. Again, the case was where the malva lent money, Reuven lent money to Shimon, and Shimon gave him back a mashkin. Shimon gave a mashkin, a pledge back to Reuven, and Reuven is holding on to the mashkin. So then Reuven lost the mashkin. And the question was, exactly how much was the mashkin worth? Was it worth more than the halvor, that he doesn't owe him money, or the malva is back to labor the money? So we had a shaila before to say that, really the malva was supposed to swear, but we do not let the malva swear, instead we make the labor swear. So really the shua is by the Leiven. The last case was where the Leiven is a Moed B'Miksas, and the Rabbanan said, we had before, the Rabbanan said, we will not let the Leiven swear, but rather we make the Malva swear. Because otherwise we're afraid maybe the Malva would take out the Mashkin and prove him that he was wrong. There'll be like a Shvur Sheker here. So therefore, we do not let the Leiven swear, but instead we make the Malva swear. Now the question is, if you hold like Rav Huna, keep him the Mishtab, the Malva. Since the Malva has to swear anyway first, because here's the Malva, he's like the Shomer, he's like watching this Mashkin. So then any time there's a Shomer, the Shomer always has to swear that he does not have the Mashkin, the Chayfetz. If so, if the Malva first has to swear that he does not have the Mashkin, so why are we afraid to let the Leiva swear how much it was worth? Because maybe later the Malva will take it out. How could the Malva take it out? The Malva already swore that he does not have it. Some are Rav, Rav says, or some is Geras Rabba, Sheyesh Edim Shenisrafo. Here we're talking about that the Edim, that the Mashkin was burnt up. So here, the Malva did not swear. So since the Malva did not swear he doesn't have it, we're afraid maybe the Malva will take it out later. So Mara says, how could that be? Ihochi, if so, Nehechi Maisilo. Like if there are Edim that the Mashkin was burnt up, why should we be afraid to let the Leiva swear? Because maybe later the Malva will take it out. How could the Malva take it out if we have Edim was burnt up already? Therefore, Elo Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says like this: Sheyesh Edim Shenignevo. We're talking about here that we have Edim; it was stolen from the Malva. That the Mashkin was stolen; it's not by the Malva. So here's the Chiddush to say that we do not let the Leiva, we do not let the Leiva swear, but instead we make the Malva swear. So Mara says, no, Seif Seif Behechi Maisalo. Why are we afraid to let the Leiva swear? Because maybe the Malva will take out the Mashkin. Where is the Malva going to get the Mashkin from? The Mashkin was stolen from him. Sumar says, no, the Torah Maisilo. We have to be afraid maybe the Malva will look after the Ganif to try and find him, and he'll bring it out. Therefore, we do not let the Leiva swear, but instead we make the Malva swear. Fredi Mori Hochi is so, ki mishtab Malva. Even if the Malva swears how much the Mashkin is worth, now we should also be afraid that Litrach Leiva, maybe the Leiva will run after and try and find the Ganif, the Leisi, and bring it back from the Ganif. So how do we let the Malva swear? We should also be afraid. Maybe later the Leiva will find the Mashkin and bring it in front of us, and it'll come out, like Tosa says, it was like a Shvur Sheker. We'll see a false swearing here. Samara says, no. Bishleima Malva, Bishleima, we're afraid maybe the Malva will go and find the Ganif, because Yoda man ko'ayav anofet abesei. The Malva knows the people that come in and go out of his house. Therefore, be also the Torah chomaisilu. He'll try and find out, recall exactly which person came into his house that day to try and find who the Ganif is. So the Malva, we have to be afraid, maybe he'll find the Ganif. El Leiva, miyoda manayav anofet abesei. But the Leiva, we're not afraid, maybe he'll go and find the Ganif. The Leiva doesn't know who came in and who came out of the Malva's house. Therefore, the Leiva were not afraid that maybe he'll find the Mashkin. Therefore, there's a takana that we make the Malva swear and not the Leiva. So now there's no kash on Rav Huna. Abaye Ram Abaye says, Gzeira shem yitoin v'yoy maloy acha shvua mitzasiya. Abaye says, no, we're afraid it's like this. Yeah. Because Abaye, even according to Rav Huna, even if you want to say like Rav Huna says, that the Malva first has to swear that he does not have it, so if the Malva swears first he doesn't have it, then we should let the Leiva swear how much it's worth, and we should not be afraid maybe the Malva will take it out later. So Abaye says, no, still we're afraid. Because maybe the Malva will say, listen, even though before I swore I don't have it, true, at that time I didn't have it. But now when he takes it out, he'll say, listen, I found it after I swore. So again, we cannot let the loiver swear how much the mashkin is worth, because we have to be afraid, maybe later the malva will take out the mashkin, and then it'll come out that we had a swearing false. The loiver swore false, maybe. So therefore, that's why we do not let the loiver swear. We make the malva swear, even though we hold like Rav Huna. Even though first the malva has to swear, it wasn't in his reshus, we're afraid, though, maybe later, the malva will take it out and say he found it after the shua. Rav Ashi says, zeh nishpa v'zeh nishpa. Both of them have to swear. The malva swears first, like Rav Huna says, that it wasn't in his reshus, and then we let the loiver swear. It means like this, zeh nishpa sheinu b'shusay. First, the malva that's holding the mashkin has to swear he doesn't have the mashkin. It was lost. The zen nishpa, then the loiver has the right to swear, kama ho yeshava, how much it was worth. For hachikom, this is what the Braisa means to say. Mi nishpa tchila. Just who do we make swear first? Malva nishpa tchila. We make the malva swear first that he does not have the mashkin in his reshus. Because otherwise, shema yeshava zeh, otherwise we should be afraid. Maybe the loiver would swear false how much the mashkin was worth. And then afterwards, the yoytzi aloi as the pekodin. And then later, the malva maybe will take out the pekodin, and it'll come out that the loiver swore false. So that's all the braisa means to say. That the malva has to swear first, and then the loiver swears. The mail is good, according to Rav Huna. That the malva has to swear first, the mashkin's not in his reshus, and then the loiver could swear. Rav Huna bar tachlipa mishmei de Rav Omar. That reisha de seifa tiyuftu le Rav Huna. I'll tell you, the reisha of the seifa, that's a kash on Rav Huna. So what does the Reisha of the Sefer say? That Sela Hil V'Simiolov. Listen, I lent you a Sela. Shtayim HaYeshava. And the Leiva complains the Mashkin that I gave you to hold on to was worth two Selayim. And if you lost that Mashkin, so you have to pay me back a Sela. Sure, I borrowed one Sela from you, but I gave you a Mashkin worth two. Now that you lost that Mashkin, you have to pay me back one Sela. That's what the Leiva says. For Halo Yoimer, the Malver answers back and says, Loi, no, that wasn't the case. True, I lent you a seller, but the mashkin I took from you was only worth a seller. Therefore, I'm potter, I don't owe you a penny. Potter, it says he's potter. Now, the question is, if you hold, like Rav Huna says, that the malva anyway has to swear that he does not have the mashkin in his reshus, if so, there should be a gilgush rule here. Then, me, good mishtaba malva shen reshusai, since the malva has to swear to what? That he does not have the mashkin anymore. So once the malva has to swear anyway to us, we should also already make the malva swear how much exactly the mashkin was worth. In other words, you're saying the mashkin was only worth a shekel, a seller, that I lent you a seller, and the mashkin was worth a seller. The laborer is saying, no, the mashkin was worth two seloyim. So once the malva has to swear anyway a shvua, that the mashkin is not in his reshus, we should make him swear also how much the mashkin was worth. Let him swear that the mashkin was only worth a seller. And since he doesn't have to swear, it says he's potter, this is a kasha and Rav Huna. Sumer says, Rav Ashi says, Amrisei l'shmaite kamen Rav Kana. I said over this lock in front of Rav Kana, the Yomalin, he said, you know what the pshan this b'raiser is? I'll tell you the pshan the b'raiser is tehei v'maminoi. We're talking about where the loiva trusted the malva. In other words, when the malva says, I don't have it in my reshus, we're talking about that the loiva believed him. If the loiva believed him, that's why the malva does not have to swear to us, the mashkin is not in his reshus. So once he doesn't have to swear that shvua, we do not make him swear how much the mashkin is worth, because he's a kaifa bakil. A kaifa bakil is potter from a shvua. Sumara says, Finehemna v'so, loiva la malva nami b'ho, kame hevi shava. If you're telling me now the loiv is believing the malva, that he does not have the mashkin in his reshus, so the loiv is believing him, why doesn't he believe him already when he tells him how much the mashkin was worth? The Gemara says, no, that's not kasha. The loiv feels, lekim le begavei, that the malva doesn't know how much that mashkin was worth. I know better. I gave you my mashkin. I gave you my watch for a mashkin. So I know better how much it's worth. Don't you tell me it's worth a seller. I know it's worth two seloyim. So that the loiv does not believe the malva. But for Nehemne Malva the Leiva, how come the Malva then doesn't believe the Leiva when he says the mashkin was really worth two Seloyim? Tikim le begavei? Because the Leiva should know how much it's worth. It was his mashkin. Sumara says, no, I'll tell you le Nehemne le, that Malva does not trust the Leiva. Why is this? How come we're saying the case is that the Leiva trusted the Malva? when the Malva said he doesn't have the Mashkin anymore? Well, Maishin, how come you're telling me that Malva, the Lemehema, then the Leva? How come you're telling me the case is also that the Malva does not trust the Leva? How come one way yes, one way no? Someone says, Poshit. Loiva Mekayim Beba Malva, the Loiva trusts the Malva because he's Mekayim the Pasuk of Tumas Yeshorim Tanchem. Tumas means the Tanimus of Yeshorim of Tzadikim, Tanchem will satisfy you. In other words, the reason why the Malva had the money he feels is because he was a tzaddik. So therefore, the Loiva trusts the Malva. Because the reason why he had money is because most probably he was a tzaddik. That's why he believes him. The Rashi says, Nikrezeh Tumas Yeshorim Tanchem. In Loi Shodim Neman V'yoshru. If not the fact the person is a Neman, a trustworthy person, Lohayu Mashru Naisim Min HaShemayim. Hashem wouldn't have made him rich. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Tumas Yeshorim Tanchem. That the more of a tam you are, the more trustworthy you are, the more Hashem gives you. And so therefore, the loiva trusts the malva. But I tell you, malva mekayim beiva loiva. The reason why the malva does not trust the loiva, because he holds the posse, at the end of the posse says, v'selach abodim yishodim. That's like carrot. That the reason why you're poor is because you did crook, you lied. So therefore, the malva does not trust the loiva. Since you had a bar of money, maybe something was wrong with you. What do you want? Now the Gemara says, who garved there was a man, the afkid kife gabi chavri. He let his chavri, gave him the kodin, nizomra, which is the earrings, nose rings. He gave him some jewelry to watch. Omalei, at the end, the owner came back to the shayman and says, how will you give it back to me? How will you keep it? Omalei, so the shayman said back, lo yadana heichi yasivna. I don't remember where I put it. So the Gemara says, also the kaimid, Rav Nachman came in front of Rav Nachman. Omalei, Rav Nachman paskin and said, kol lo yadana pshiyusahi. Anytime the Shoyman says he does not know where it is, so that's called the Pshia. You're at fault, and therefore the Shoyman has to pay for it. Zil Shalom, you have to pay now the Shoyman. Lo Shilim, what happened with the Shoyman, he didn't want to pay, he didn't have any money to pay, he didn't want to pay. So Ozra of Nachman went, Agve Lapan Yemenei. Rav Nachman took away the palace, the house of the Shoyman. In other words, you owe money for the jewelry, so he took away the value of the jewelry from his property. The Seif at the end, Ishtaka Chipi. At the end it happened that the Shoyman found the jewelry. And the Iker, the jewelry went up in price. It was worth much more now than it was worth at the time when the owner gave it to him. So Amr of Nachman said, Hadri Kipel Marayu. You should know you have to give back this jewelry back to the owner. And Vahodra Padna Lamara. And the Mela, give back the property that you took from the Leiva, from the Shoyman, give it back to him. In other words, we do not let the Shoyman have the gain. Rather, we let the gain go back to the owner. The owner gets back his jewelry now, and just the property that was taken away from the shayna, we give back to the shayna. Amar Rav Rava says, it was said, Hevi Yasiv Nakayim with Rav Nachman. I was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Oh, Perikin Hamafkin Hevi. He was learning this Perik Hamafkin. The Yamulet, he said like this, that our Mishnah says, Shilin, if the shayna decides to pay the owner, Vulei Rotsili Shava, even though it's a shayna chinam, and the shayna says, really it was stolen from me. Really, the Shema just has to swear, and he would be free. But instead of swearing, he says, I'll pay you for it. So what was the question he meant to ask? That the Mishnah says that when you pay up, so then you get the kefil. So we see whenever the Shema pays up money, if there's any gain later, the gain goes to the Shema. So here, what do you say later when we find the jewelry? The jewelry goes back to the owner. The owner has the gain. Why don't we say, since the Shema paid up the owner already, so the gain now, the fact that jewelry is worth more, should go to the shomer. That should be like kefil that our Mishnah says goes to the shomer. And v'lei hadli, he didn't answer me. So Gemara says v'shapir over the lehadli is good. Why he didn't answer you? My timer is like, you know what? It's a big difference. Hosom le'atrichu le'vedina. In the Mishnah, you know why? When the shomer tells the owner, "I'll pay you up," is the owner nice and gives him back the kefil because he didn't make him go to Bezdin. He paid up on his own. But here the case was that the shomer didn't want to pay up. Bezdin had to take away the property from the Shomer. Since he was matrich him to go to Bezdin, so therefore he doesn't get the kefil. So Gemara says, Lameimer, you want to tell me? The Sovereign Nachman holds, we see from here, Tishum Ahodah. Whenever Bezdin takes away property from the Leiva to pay off the Malvo, takes away from the Shomer, later when the Shomer gets money, he could buy back like the property. In other words, at the beginning, the Leiva owed money to a Malvo. He didn't have any money. So Bezdin went down to his property and took away property from him. Later, when the Leiva gets money, he has the right to pay up his chayv, and then he'll get back the property. Like over here, they took away the property from the Shomer. So they say later, when the Shomer found the jewelry, he gives back the jewelry, and we take back the property and give it back to him. That's called Shuma hodr. Shuma means a desinvaluated property and took it away. Later, when you have money to pay off, we give it back to you. So Mar says, now tell you, Shani Hossam, there it's different. The Shuma betoyesu. Over here by the Shema was a mistake when they first took away the property. Took a heavy keep in Mikara. Because here the Shema had the jewelry all along. Just he didn't know where it was. So when Bezdin first took away his property, it was by mistake. Therefore here it's Chayzer. But maybe other cases, when the Leiva doesn't have any money, and Bezdin takes away his property, so it's a good Shuma, maybe later when the Leiva gets money, he doesn't have a right to get back his property. Maybe you don't have any proof. But still the Gemara says, Amri Nadori Nadori, they say, Shuma Hodu, yes. When Bezdin takes away property from the Leiva, if later on the Leiva gets money, he has a right to pay up the money and get back his property. At Reisa Yachishosa, to 12 months, to 1 year. The Yama Meima Meima said, Anor Men Adoi, Anor, I was from an Adoi, O Sfril, and I hold Shuma Hodu Le'olam. No, there's no limit to it. Anytime later on the Leiva receives money, he has the right to go back to the Malv and say, listen, you took away my property for the money I owed you, here's the money, give me back my property. The Ilkos of the Locher is like that, that Shuma Hodu Le'olam. Anytime Bezdin takes away somebody's property to pay off his chayiv, if later he receives money, he has the right to pay up and get his property back. Mishum wa shenamah, the pasuk says, v'yasisa ayashav yatoiv. Mashmi, you should go like the name of Shur Sadin, you should do good. In other words, since Lamaise was his property, and just that he owed you money, so therefore when he pays you up later, you have to give him back his property. So Gemara says, pshita is for sure like this. Pshita, shomu leila bal chayiv. Let's say they evaluated property for the Baal Chayiv. In other words, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. He didn't have money to pay up, so Bezdin took away his property. The Ozaliyu, now when the Malva received this property, the Shomel of Baal Chayiv today, the Malva owed money to somebody else and he couldn't pay him up, so Bezdin again took away this property they got from the first Leiva and gave it to his Malva. So in such a case, when the first Leiva comes back with money, he has the right to get back his property from the second person. Because Amrinulay, we said to the second person, Le'odif at migavra the asoy minei. You're not better from the person you took it from. Therefore, since like from the first malva, you have a right to get back your property, so from the second malva also, the first leiva has a right to get back his property. But what about zavna urto v'yodav matona? What's going to be again when the malva received this property, Bezdin took away the property of the leiva and gave it to the malva. Now when the Malva got this property, Zavna, he sold it to somebody. Or else Urta, he died, and he gave it to Yerusha, to his children. Or else V'yodav Matana, he gave it to somebody else for present. Now, V'adayhan and Ikora Adayta Diyar Yenochis, these people, when they received the property, they wanted to keep the property. The person that bought it, he bought it to keep the land. Or Matana, he wants to keep the land. And then V'lav Adayta Dizuz Yenochis, they did not go down just to receive money. So therefore, once the Malva sells it or gives it away for present, then the Leiva can't get it back anymore. Once he gave it away, those people have right to keep the karka, and now the Leiva cannot receive back his property. What's going to be Shomolo Leisha? Let's say somebody borrowed money from a lady, and he couldn't pay her up, so Bezdin took away his property and gave it to her. The incident, then she got married, now she has a husband. Or you're else the opposite way. Shomu Mino Leisha. A lady owed somebody money, and she didn't have money to pay up, so Bezdin took away her property and gave it to the Malva. The Yintzava, now this Isha got married, Omeisen, then she died. So the Lacher is, a husband, we know Yashin's his wife. But there's a special takona that the property that she had is considered that Baal Benichta Ishtoi, a husband in his wife's property, Lekeh Hevi, is considered like he bought it first. That's a takona they made a Nusha, we'll soon see. That any time we're dealing about the property that belongs to your wife, when she dies, there's always a cloud. We look as if the husband bought us first. Therefore, loy meheder, loy madrin and lay. Let's say in the first case, when Bezdin took away the property from a leiva and gave it to the isha, and now when she got married and she died, so it's considered like the husband bought the property. So we had before, when you buy the property off the malva, then even though the leiva comes back with the money, he cannot get it back. And the same with the opposite. When they took away this property from the isha and gave it to somebody else, now the husband is considered like a lakeach, as if he bought the property. So therefore, he also we do not take it away from that first from the first malva. The same thing we're saying now, if he's not called like a yerush, like he yashins his wife, that in the case where the malva took away the property from the isha, that he says I'm in the place of my wife, I want to buy it back. No, he's considered like a lakeach. Therefore, he cannot get the property back from that malva that took it away from his wife before she was married to him. Now. In this place Usha, the Megatakona. So Rashi says it means Kishoisa Sanhedrin Beusha. When the Sanhedrin was in Usha, she had gold say after the goalis. The Yoshua Shom Sanhedrin Gadela Kadima Rosh Hashanah. So in Usha they made the kono that a isha shemachsu benichse meluk. If a lady, a married lady, sells her nichse meluk, the property that belongs to her, even though when she gets married, the husband has a right to eat the peiros, he has a right to plant and use the property, but the goof belongs to her. So if she sells it, but chaya bala, when her husband's still alive, umeisa, then she dies. Halacha is habal moitzumet halakukos. The husband has a right to take it away from those people that bought it off his wife. Because the Rabbanim made a takonon that the Baal always has a locha as soon as he gets married, as if he bought the property first off his wife. So nobody can get it away. What's going to be though? Ag ve iyo bechayvay. So as we're going back on before, Tavi Shuma Kleina. Im loy shemu bezdin lamalva akorchoy shalayva. Ve kom loy meyatzmoy. Lo et richu ledin v'yom loy tol kankas ebuchadecha. In a case where again Reuven owes $1,000 to Shimon. And Reuven doesn't have any money. So Reuven on his own tells Shimon, you know what? Take my property. This property is worth $1,000. Go and take it for the chayv that I owe you. Av v'iyu b'chayva. That the laborer himself pays up the property by himself. Not that Bezdin has to grab it away from him, but he pays up by himself. Then later the laborer receives money. Is he allowed to pay up the money to the malv and say, give me back my karka or not? So pligi bo ravach ravina. It's a machlekes. Chad amalon says, hadra, yes. When the lady has money later wants to buy it back from the malva has to give him back his property. But the chadam aloy hodra, no, the lady here cannot receive it back. And that's the way we pass it. Why? Because man, the yom aloy hodra, the one that says that the lady cannot receive it back, sovar, hayz vinim al yehi. When this lady gave away his property to the malva, he meant to sell to him a complete deal. So he died as an ashay yadvei. Because the laborer on his own went to the malv and said, listen, I have no money. Here's the property. I'll pay you back with my property. So by saying that, you really mean to sell it to him completely. Therefore, later, even when you receive money, you get your own money, you have no right to force the malv to give it back to you. You at first sold it to him. It's his. Or man v'yom, the one that says no, hodra, that still the laborer has a right to receive it back, sovri says, leizavina malyahu. It wasn't a real good sale. But behind the Agva Midaita, you know why the laborer on his own went and paid back the karka, paid off his slave with the property. For the Yosla Dina, and he didn't want to go to Bezdin, Machmas Kisufu the Agve, because he was embarrassed to go to Bezdin. People don't like to go to Bezdin. He got a bad name there. So therefore, when the laborer paid off the karka, he didn't really mean to sell it to you, Belay Shalom. I'm just giving to you now until I can get money later. But Avadi has that now that as soon as I will receive my own money later, Avad, I want to pay you up with the money, and I want to receive back my karka. Now the Gemara says, "Umeimas ochel peri." In such a case, when the labor doesn't have money, so Bezdin goes down and takes away the property and tells the malva, "You can take the property now." At what time exactly does the malva have a right to start eating the peris of that karka? Rabba says, "Mechimati adrachta liyodei." When the shtar adrachta, Rashi says, "La'achat hishem yoyim." After 90 days that have stacked in, that the labor owes money to the malva, so Bezdin writes up a shtar adrachta, that's the shtar saying, you malva have a right to take away the property of the labor, so as soon as Bezdin gives this shtar into the hands of the malva, from right then he has a right to eat the peiros. Habayi says even before that, Habayi shit always is, Eidav v'chasunim zochenoi. As soon as Eidim sign in that shtar, even before Bezdin gives the shtar over to the malva, the malva has a right to eat the peiros as soon as the Eidim signed in the shtar. That's called Eidim v'chasumim zokoloi. When the Eidim sign, they're zoicha right away, they make the chalais of the shkar. Rabba says, no, you have to wait even longer. Michi shlimi le'achrasta. Even when the time of the achrasta, when they proclaim it, it's over. In other words, even after the malva gets the shtar adrachta, then first he has the right to go down to the property and to start telling the property to see how much it's worth. So like for 30 days, first Bezdin makes an announcement, who wants to buy this property? Let me try and get the best bid. So you have to first wait for after the time, or when it's finished, you may achrasta, that's when you can first eat the peiros. Now the Mishnah says, Ha'atzoicha pora mechaveroi, if Reuven rents a pora from his friend, Reuven becomes a shoy mesocha, v'hishilu liyachar, after you have it, you rented it, now you lend it out to somebody else. And we know a shoy mesocha is potter anointin, but a shoy meshoyel is chayiv anointin. Omeisa kadarkoi, now this animal died with teres oinis, normally by the shoyel's house. So the locker is, Yishova ha-soicher shemesa kadarkoi. The original shoyma, the first shoyma socha, swears to the owner that this animal died vinus, died normally, and therefore the first shoyma is potter from the owner. Now the Ashoyel, the second one that borrowed it from the first Shemes Shasachar, Yishalim L'Sachar. He has to pay the Shemes Shasachar, because the Shoyel is Chayiv Anointed. So since the second one that borrowed it from the first Shemer, he has to now pay the money, the value of the Shor, to the Sachar. On this, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Rishi says back, no. Keitzer Haloy Oysos Chorib Aparosa Shechaveroi. How is this first Shemer, the Shemes Shasachar, allowed to make business on a Poro that doesn't belong to him? Like, really, this was Reuven's Poro. First Shimon rented it from Reuven. He was a Shemes Shasachar, but the Poro belongs to Reuven. So Shimon, now the Shemes Shasachar, true, he lends it out to Yehuda, and when it died by Yehuda, Yehuda the Shor is chayav to pay. Rabbi Yossi says, you know the money has to go to. It has to go back to the first owner. How could the middle, the Shemes Shasachar, make money? Keitzer Haloy Oysos Chorib Aparosa Shechaveroi doesn't belong to you. Ela rather tax the Poro Labailim. The Shemes Shasachar has to pay the money now to the original owner. This the Gemara says, Omer Rav Idi Baravin, La Abaye, said to Abaye, Michti, let's see. Seicha b'may konilo. According to the Tanakhama, how did the Shein L'Sachar acquire, like how does this Poro becomes him, that we say when the Shoyel takes it, and it dies by the Shoyel, the Shoyel has to pay the Shein L'Sachar. When is the Shein L'Sachar corner this Poro? So he has to say b'shvua, when he swears, like Rashi says, Shunish b'lamaskir, when the Shein L'Sachar swears to the masker and says, listen, it died kedakris and honest. I'm potter. That's when the shomer keeps it. If so, the name of maskel secher. If the owner should be smart, the owner should say that to the shomer secher. Dal ant, forget about you. The dal shvu secher. I don't want to hear your shvua. The ano me, the owner, mishtin adina b'hadi shoyel. I myself will go straight to the shoyel. Like if the only reason why the shomer secher requires it is because he swears to the owner, let the owner be smart and say, I don't want you to swear to me. I don't want you. I know you're putter. I don't want you here. I'll go straight to the shayel. Therefore, the parah still belongs to me, and the shayel now is chayiv anointed, and he'll have to pay me the money. So, according to the Tanakhama, how did the shayel masachar acquire it? Or Malaysi answered back, no, you're wrong. Me savrit seicher v'shvu hu dekokonilei. Is it true like you're saying that the shayel masachar gets it because he swears to the owner? No. Mishas misu dekoni. Stam, as soon as the animal dies. When it died, be honest, so Lamaisa Shemes Shasachar is potter. So as soon as it died, but at that time, the Shemes Shasachar is potter. Therefore, Shavua, that's what the Shemes has to swear, that's only because they lahaf is died to Shabalabayas. That's only to calm down, to make the Balabas happy. But even if the Shasachar would not swear to the Balabas, Lamaisa, as soon as it died, that's it. Right away, the Shemes is kind of, because he's like potter. So therefore, the Shoyal has to pay to the Shemes Shasachar. The Omer Abzerah says like this. Ponim sometimes Shabailim Mishalmin Kama Paras L'Seicher. According to the Tanakhama, it could come out that the owner has to pay back many paras to the Shemes Shasachar. Hey Chidami, how could that be like this? Agra Minei Meir Yoyna. First the Shemes Shasachar Shimon went over to Reuven and said, listen, I want to rent your parah for 100 days. So Reuven rented his parah to Shimon. For Hoda Shalim and Etishin Yoyman. Then the owner Reuven himself went and borrowed it from the Shemes Shasachar for 90 days. And then the next last 10 days you could have it back. Hoda then the Shimon, the Shemes Shasachar went, Agra Minei Timnin Yoyman. He went and rented it back a second time for 80 days from the owner. For Hoda then a third time, Shalim Minei, the second time, then the owner again, Reuven, went back and borrowed it back again from the Shemes Shasachar Shivim Yoyman for 70 days. Umeisa Maturki Mei Shulta. And then this animal died Kedaka during the days of the Shela. So in such a case, the Akol Shailu Shailuf, every time the owner lended the Torah back from the Shemes Shasachar, Mechai Bechod the Torah. Like the owner now, this Shemes Shoyal, will have to pay that to the Shemes Shasachar for every single time he took the Torah. Alright, turn over. In other words, just like the Mishnah says when the Shemes Shasachar lends it out to somebody else and it dies by the second person, that Shoyal has to pay that to the Shemes Shasachar. So what's the difference of the Shemes Shasachar now lends it back to the owner? The owner still becomes the Shemes Shoyal to the Shemes Shasachar. So when this parah finally dies, for all the times that the owner is a Shoyal on it, he has to pay a new parah back to the Shemes Shasachar. So if it happened 5 or 6 or 7 times, that's how many parahs the original owner that became a Shemes Shoyal 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 times, for every time when the animal dies now, he'll have to pay him a special parah. On this, Omele Ravachim Medis Ravina, Ravachim Medis Sabat Ravina, no. Michti, let's see. Chada Porahi. It's only one animal here. So how could the owner have to pay more than one Porah? Ailo the Afke, then he just goes in and goes out. Afke Meschiris. That the original owner first rented it to the Shemes Shasachar. Then the owner takes it back with Teresh Shiloh. The Ayla Lishili takes it out from the Shem and Socher, and it brings it into his own Rishus back to be a Shiloh on it. Then Afka Mishila, the Yala Lishiris. Then the Shem and Socher again rents it back from the owner, but again he takes out the Spara from the Teresh Shiloh into a Shem and Socher again. So it's only one Parah going back and forth. So even if you want to say it like the Tanakhama and Amishnah, that the Shoyal has to pay back to the Shem and Socher, and even though here the Shem Asacha gave it back to the original owner, Pateras HaShayla, so the owner will have to pay the Shem Asacha only one time, but not more, there's only one parah involved. How could there be more than one chiv on one parah? Omle said back to him, no. O me'isa l'parah bi'enei, is the parah alive right now? Is the parah here right now? The leimele that the Shoyal could say to the Shem Asacha, hochi, here it is. In other words, the parah died. Now that the parah died, we have to look at every time you were Shem HaShayl. Since you took it two or three or five times, you became a Shem HaShayol, so every time you took it, you have a new chiyuv to pay back. That's the machlokes. Do we look at every shiloh as separate chiyuv? Or no, since it all came from one parah, you don't have to pay back more than one time. Mamar Avashi Omar, Ein layaleim el shtei parah. See, no, you only have to pay back two times, two parahs. Chad is shiloh, the chad is chiris. In other words, he holds really like the kasha before. The owner really only has to pay you back one time for the shiloh. Just, you also rented it from the owner, so the owner has to give you a parah b'teres ha'schiris for the amount of time that you rented it, and after the schiris, the 100 days are over, then the owner gets it back. But the owner only has to pay you for one parah, because shum shel achasi, the shum schiris achasi, all of it is called one big shel, it's called all one big renting. So therefore the owner only has to pay you back one parah for the fact that it died. And one parah he has to give you because you rented a parah from him for 100 days. So for 100 days, the owner has to see that you have a parah to be you could use, and then you give it back. So kids, that's this machlokes. Do we look at each shayla by itself as separate chiyuv, or no, since it's one parah here, it's all one big chiyuv. The shayla konam legamri. Not that there was a shayla when the animal dies, now the owner has to pay the shayla itself completely. But the schiris, that's that the owner has to give back a parah that the shayla itself rented, ovid bay yemei chirusa. He has to give him a parah to be used for the 100 days that he rented it for. Well, the head of Leila Mara, then after the 100 days when the Shem Masacha uses it, then he has to return it back to the owner. Omer Rav Yimirima says like this, Pomim Sheshnei Mechatis. In the case of our Mishnah, when there's a masculine, there's a Shem Masacha, sometimes they could both swear false, but it's like this, when you swear false and you don't deny any money involved, that's a Shavuz Vitoi, you have to bring a Chatis. Pomim Sheshnei Biyoshim. Sometimes they have to bring an Asham Gezelis. That's when you swear false, but you were paid for money. You denied money. If there's money involved and you're lying false to free yourself of money, then you have to bring an Asham Gezelis. So sometimes both the original owner and the Seicher could be over Karban Asham. Pomim sometimes, Shat Seicher the Chattis, allow that to the owner, means the case of the Mishnah, when there was first a Shem HaSachar, and then he gave it out to a Shem HaShoyal. So Pomim sometimes, Shat Seicher the Chattis, the Seicher just wears false, not denying money. He only has been Karban Chattis. The Yashayel the Yashim. But to show the second one, he's being Kaif a moment, he'll have to bring Karban Hashem. Pomim sometimes the opposite. Shat Seicher the Yashim. The Shem HaSachar has to bring an Hashem. He's Kaif a moment. The Yashayel the Chattis. And the Yashayel is not being Kaif a moment. He's just wearing false to bring the Chattis. What's the case? The Klal is like this. Serious moment, anytime you swear false and you're denying money, is Hashem. Then when we catch you, you have to bring Karban Hashem. Bitus for sign, if you swear false, but there's no nafkamina in money, you're just wearing full, then chattis. Now how is this the case? Pomim sometimes shnei mechattis, both of them have been korban chattis. But going shemesa kadaka, really what happened, the animal died normally. The omru, and they said, now nensa, it died of a teres ha'minus. So in such a case, seicha, the shnei mechattis, the benkach benkam nifta, potter. Whether the animal died by itself or died machattis ha'minus, he's potter anyway. Therefore the fact he swore fools, he's not denying any money, therefore it's only a shvua shav, he has to be in korban chattis. Shoyel, the Shem is Shoyel, Ben Kach Yudim Mechayiv. Whether the animal died by itself or whether the died by an oinus, a Shem is Shoyel is always Chayiv. A Shoyel is only part of its Mesa, Machmas Malacha. But here that didn't happen, therefore the Chattis. The Shoyel that swore forth only has to be in Korban Chattis. Come to sometimes the Shnei B'Yoshim. The Grand Shenigdabu really was stolen, so they're both Chayiv. The Yomer, they both said, Mesa Machmas Malacha. The Tavach, the Kafri Mamayna, they're both being Kayf Mamun. Therefore they're in Korban Hashem. Now, where's the case? Seicha b'chatzis shel b'yoshem. The grand shemesa kadaka really died kadakoi. The yomer they said mesa machmas halacha. So seicha shem is talking about benkach nifti is potter anyway. Therefore, he's on a chayv b'chatzis. Shel a shem is shel to mechayv mesa kadaka. But really, it died kadaki is chayv. for kapotim. Now he's swearing that it died machmas malacha. That's called it's being kaifa mom and he has to live in carbon oshim. What's the opposite way? Seicha the yashim shal the chatas. Kanshenigdav really was stolen from him. For yama meiskadaka and the shameless swore died normally. So seicha who's in the chayda the gneiv avedi is really chayiv and now he swears that it was meiskadaka because kapotim nashim for meiskadaka. Therefore he has to bring an oshim. Mashenka the shem shoyel the benkach the benkach yuga the chayve the chatas. Yom yasvin carbon chatas. That's all. All right, let's stop. Right.